On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
If you have been kind of talking yourself out of trying something new, I think you need to hear what my 11-year-old niece has to say.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Just so you know, AI did not write that jingle.
True.
Which is refreshing.
Yeah, that is true.
Welcome to Nieces Know Best. Hopefully this feels like a family sitcom to you. That's what we kind of wanted it to feel like when we were formulating the bit, as we call it in radio. Why do we call them bits? I don't even know why I call them bits. Sounds stupid.
I don't know.
Bits.
Either.
I don't know. Anyway, this is starring Jess and her niece, Maya.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Maya?
So all my family's on the West Coast. So once a week I'll have, you know, just like a convo with my niece, Maya. She's 11 and she's incredible. But I do think it's really helpful to have conversations with kids because they are unapologetically themselves. And so I had a conversation with my niece, Maya, about trying something new because that's what I did over this last weekend.
So I went to a Metallica cover band concert over the weekend. And I assumed I wasn't going to like it because that's just never been my thing. To be honest, I did not grow up listening to Metallica. I don't know anything about the band. And it ended up being one of the best nights of all time. But before that, I assumed it was going to be whack, to be completely honest with you. And so I wanted to ask you, why do you think people are so quick to decide that they won't like something before they even try it and give it a chance?
So some people might be afraid of change. Maybe people are quick to decide because they're like, oh no, this person said it was bad, so I think it's bad. But what I think is you should try it because if you don't, then how will you know if it's good or not? You know, it's okay to be afraid. Feelings are a part of life, and without feelings, what is life? So you should embrace that fear. And although it may be scary, you should try it because once you try something, then maybe it's just not scary anymore.
Dude, why am I crying? And then you might be a new Metallica fan. You never know.
Oh,
who knows?
God.
Thanks, Maya. I love you.
Love you too. Wait. One last word. There's a difference between someone having knowledge and someone being wise.
What does that
knowledge
mean?
Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit, but being wise is not putting it in a fruit salad.
What? Okay. I love you. Thanks, Maya.
I love you too, Auntie. Bye.
Bye.
She was like an 8 on that last
part. Yo, what? She's like, hold up, I'm not done. Give me back the mic.
I saw
I'm
this
not
on a popsicle
done.
Stick. Hang on. I'm going to tell you all this. I can't talk about Metallica anymore. I got nothing else to say. You're just looking. Now you're just looking for reasons to talk about Metallica.
Why? That was a good lesson. That was a very impactful conversation
wasn't.
I had with my niece. So I don't care what you have to say about me and my new fandom.
Jess tries to find any opportunity in every
to
break that we do.
To try something new,
no,
I love it.
No, to talk about Metallica.
Yeah.
Any opportunity.
I'm inspired. I really
why,
am changed.
Why?
Can I tell you,
why?
Like for real,
okay.
Why it's had such a massive impact
yes,
on me?
Because it just doesn't, just if you're not new to our show, if you've been here for a second, does anything about Metallica scream Jess to you at all? There's nothing about Metallica that makes sense for you at all.
Okay.
Not one bit.
All right. So to be completely honest, I just did not grow up listening to heavy metal rock music at all, right?
And it shows.
And like, I think also that also has to do with like, my family didn't like, we didn't listen to that music, so
right.
I didn't know anything about it. So when I knew that this show was happening, it's not like we went there on purpose. The concert just happened to happen. And I was like, all right, it's cool. I mean, I wasn't like necessarily excited, but I was open and I was down. And for me, I genuinely do like the way that Metallica sounds. Like, it lights me up in a way. It makes me want to, like, I don't know, like hammer through a wall. I don't know what it does to me, but it lights me up. So aside from that, though, what really draws me to things is the connection and the effect that it has on people. So when I was at this cover band show, the crowd was literally and genuinely every age, race, shape, size under the sun. That was so unexpected to me because I had a judgment in my mind of what that crowd was going to look like. And I assumed that I was not going to fit into that crowd. And I assumed that I was going to feel uncomfortable in that crowd.
Yes.
So when I saw that this band and this music brings together truly and genuinely every color and type of person and age under the sun, that was just so beautiful to me. And I love that.
Jessica.
So I am for sure and officially a Metallica fan.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.